welcome to the Entertainment Talk for the week of February 2nd. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me, literally, is the lovely, talented, and completely wiped out Melissa Hansen.
I'm wiped out emotionally.
Why?
Parenthood ended this week. I said I was going to cry Thursday night, and I actually didn't watch it live. So Friday, I watched it twice on Friday and cried both times.
Back to back twice?
No.
Oh, okay.
I watched it, and I actually, like, didn't watch the last 10 minutes. Like, I put it off.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to make it last as long as I could.
Wow.
It was such a good show.
Yeah.
And the ending was great. So fans that haven't seen it yet, so I'm not going to give away huge spoilers, but it was a very fitting final episode.
Cool.
I think it stayed in line. They didn't, like, completely do something different that didn't make sense and whatever, but it's, you know, there was a little bit for the fans and just, you know, knowing everybody's going to be okay kind of thing.
And we talked about this at dinner last night. So I just got into California for a nice almost 2-week working vacation away from the hellish winter that has struck Boston and New England. But we were talking at dinner last night that this was one of those shows that was perpetually on the bubble.
Yeah, like every season you didn't know if it was come back. And I'm glad that they let them know before the season started that it was going to be the last. Because they were able to build to this kind of finale. Didn't have to throw something together.
Right.
You know, and that they were able to end it instead of just last episode, whatever. They were able to do a proper finale and let us say goodbye to the Bravermans.
Right.
That, you know, have become our neighbors and our family and our whatever. I really felt that. I cried often watching this. And it wasn't just because it was, like, emotionally manipulative. I mean, things happen to these people that happen to people.
Right.
Cancer and divorces and illness and babies and life.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just really felt for them because they were flawed characters, but they were all good people, the characters. And they did some really great stuff. I mean, it was so nice. They gave beautiful stuff for Bonnie Bedelia and Craig T. Nelson, who played, you know, the matriarch and patriarch of the family.
Yeah.
They gave them some beautiful things to do.
Nice.
Just as, you know, quote, older actors kind of thing. And then, you know, actors I really have loved in other things, and other people have too, like Lauren Graham and Dax Shepard, Mae Whitman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were given these fully rounded characters to explore. And what ended up being one of my favorite people on the show, Ray Romano.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is this? When he started, and yeah, and it looked like he wasn't going to be on it, and then they end up bringing him back. And my goodness, he did beautiful work on this.
We talked about it. He had made the jump from sitcom to Men of a Certain Age, which was TBS or TNT, one of those.
Yeah.
One of those he was on. But it was him and Scott Bakula and somebody else. But it was a big dramatic.
Andre Brower.
Yes. It was a big dramatic turn for him.
Yeah. Yeah. And this continued. And he played a beautiful character and did an amazing job with it.
Well,
and
hopefully
he was
people
on,
will respect that.
Yeah.
More roles.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
So as I was finishing up stuff before I left, I had started going back through the X-Files from the very beginning. I apologize, my voice is going, so please bear with me. If we're going to get a new X-Files series, I wanted to see.
Yeah, so you just did this with Twin Peaks. So
I just did it with Twin
Peaks.
You're
going to do it with X-Files.
I'm about halfway through season one, but what I had forgotten was that Glenn Morgan and James Wong, two guys who created some of the most memorable episodes in the series, both that and Millennium, were executive producers on the first season. This was, I think, before Frank Spotnitz came in, and he and Chris kind of developed more of the mythology. But it's a solid, solid first season. I mean, there's a lot of really interesting stuff. And to see the people who show up, Twin Peaks was the same way, to see little...
Yes.
You know, this was 1993, so Felicity Huffman shows up.
Yeah, so they're famous now, but back then they were unknown, and you get to see them.
Right, Susanna Thompson, who plays Moira Queen on Arrow, was on an episode too, and she was so young that I didn't even recognize her, but I recognized the voice.
Yeah, well, X-Files, you'll get to see Luke Wilson.
Oh.
At the beginning, and one of the best episodes they ever did.
Why don't I remember?
The kid pizza delivery?
Oh, yes, the vampire town. Yes, yes, yes. I forgot
like
about
the
that.
Two
he
sides
was the sheriff.
That was, yeah, he was the sheriff. Yeah. And it was like the two sides of the story. They each were telling their version of it.
Because the pizza kid was the kid from the Sandlot.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're killing me, Smalls. But yeah, so that's one I know will be on there, but I know there'll be other people that have become famous since that'll show
See,
up.
See, I had given up on the series. Well, we did. Mm-hmm. I think it was probably midway through seven. Before David left.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
It got heavy. It got creepy and weird. Yeah. And just a lot just, for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious to go back and see. Now, but I did mention, I want to see a lot of Benedict Cumberbatch's Sherlock is very much what David Duchovny was doing with Fox Mulder in that first season.
I'm going to have to go look at that.
You know, kind of the smartest guy in the room, kind of a sarcastic bastard.
Huh.
So it's very, I would love to see those two characters kind of play off of each other and see
what Okay.
Because they're kind of cut from the same cloth. So that will continue because I've got 9 seasons worth of X-Files to go through. And they're all 22 episode seasons. These
yeah,
not
they're full. Yeah, half, that's when half stuff assed. Is full yeah. seasons. There was yeah, no yeah, cable yeah. 13 episodes.
Yep. Today is Super Bowl Sunday. So if you hear the occasional yelling and screaming, it's actually for a college basketball game because the kickoff hasn't started yet.
Yeah, we're getting this done quick so we can watch the
yeah,
Super
yeah.
Bowl.
Box office this past weekend.
Holy shnikes! What is up with this? Okay, so American Sniper is number one. Not really a shock. But the trail off after it. So American Sniper, $32 million, which is like an opening weekend.
Right,
basically.
So 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, it's not as much as it was. I mean, it was $100 million a week, so
yeah.
It's down. But then we go to number two, Paddington, $8.5 million.
Oh,
so, yeah, people went. They went to American Sniper. And yeah. then Project Almanac.
Which was not even on my radar last week when we talked about what was coming up. It's it's teens find blueprints and create a time machine.
Yeah.
But it's from producer Michael Bay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, producing that.
I missed this.
But
yeah. people want to see it.
So that's like $8.5 million, too. And then Black or White, which we did talk about, the Kevin Costner, Octavia Spencer.
Yep.
Cute little girl one. $6.5 million. And then The Boy Next Door, J-Lo, is hanging in there with $6 million.
All right. Three big movies coming this week. Actually, four. Jupiter Ascending, the Wachowski siblings.
Which got a screening at Sundance, which is kind of a weird one for Sundance.
Okay.
And people walked out. And at the end, everybody was like, what the hell was that?
See?
And, like, we're not amused.
And this was a recut. It was supposed to be out this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled it and recut the movie.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened with Cloud Atlas. People said, oh, it looks good, but I don't get it, and I'm not going to buy. No, that's not to say it's not worth anything.
Right.
I saw it. I appreciate
it. But I am amazed they're still going to be given huge... amounts of money.
They can't.
But they were for this. After Cloud Atlas. And after Speed Racer and all this crap that flopped.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know how long they're going to be able to, keep getting the big bucks to make stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Also coming this week, you've seen the ads endlessly. They just keep playing over and over. Seventh Son, which is another one of these, medieval... teen, like a Percy Jackson kind of. He's the seventh son of the seventh son, and he really has to save the earth from.
Sure, he is.
But
all
Jeff Bridges again is playing the mentor role.
Okay,
like he didn't was Divergent. No,
he was in the
which
gift,
book? Young adult. I forget. It was one with Meryl Streep.
It
came out. Right?
It's one of my favorite books, and I'm blanking on the title.
Yeah, like The Giver.
The Giver.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So there's that SpongeBob Sponge Out of Water, which is actually a live action SpongeBob movie.
So
they come out of the water. Yeah.
Wow.
And then here's the weirdest thing: the voices.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds
Ooh.
Plays a mentally challenged janitor,
mm-hmm.
a factory worker,
mm-hmm.
whose evil talking cat, and benevolent talking dog trick him into becoming a killer.
Excellent.
Ryan Reynolds.
So we have what was it? The Paper Boy. What was that one?
Oh, Paper Man.
Paper Man mixed with Son of Sam.
Right. He does these Courtney things.
And
I don't know how this is going to do.
Oh, and Sling Blade. Oh, wrapped up. Oh, excellent. Okay, then.
This sounds like a direct-to-DVD release to me, but we'll see.
Alrighty, then.
DVD and Blu-ray this week. Keanu Reeves is back in John Wick. Ooh. And from everything I've heard, it's supposed to be a great return to form for him.
Yeah, and he's good at that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So. And now they're making another Bill and Ted's movie, so we'll see what that's
like. Yeah.
Luke Evans plays Dracula. This is Universal's reboot of Dracula, Untold. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to do anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything in the theaters. Mm-hmm. We get another Ouija board movie.
All right,
Ouija. Studio Ghibli. Hayao Miyazaki, the animator.
I even know these names.
So we've got three more classics from the studio.
Okay.
Pauco, Porco Rosso, and Tales of Earthsea. The one I'm still waiting for is Spirited Away, which is my favorite of all of them, and they have not done a Blu-ray release yet, but these are all coming to Blu-ray for the first time. And then the brand new Nicholas Sparks, his latest, The Best of Me.
All right, then. Okay.
Redbox this week, John Wick, so you can pick that up if you're not going to buy it. Get On Up.
Get On Up.
Just the James Brown documentary, not documentary, biopic.
Yeah.
The Judge with Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall. Longest Week. With Jason Bateman, Olivia Wilde.
Nice.
Billy Crudup's in that as well.
Ooh.
And then, random. They've been doing this lately.
Yeah.
They pick up random titles. Blue Crush.
Got them laying around. Might as well have got a space in the boxes.
Blue Crush.
Blue Crush, the surfing one.
The girl surfing
movie. Kate Bosworth, right?
2002.
All right.
Why? I don't know.
Because it's Kate Bosworth. I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Netflix this week. Daniel Radcliffe in Horns.
Yes.
John Favreau's Chef.
Oh,
did you love that movie? I have not seen it.
So much fun to watch.
Doctor Who's Karen Gillan in Not Another Happy Ending.
Which we didn't like so much.
No.
Don't tell her.
Okay. Salma Hayek in Frida.
Ooh, nice.
It's a great movie. And then there's a horror thriller called The Town That Dreaded Sundown. Ooh. About a killer who comes back 65 years later and starts his spree again.
Spooky.
Hulu this week, new TV series, reality series, The Vanilla Ice Project.
It's him doing rehabbing houses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not just like his life, like him being a dick. It's him, that's what he became. He's like a contractor now, and he like rehabs houses
along with
still doing some music stuff. Yeah, like in Florida.
Okay.
So,
The Marvelous Misadventures of Flapjack, which is a Cartoon Network series. Movie-wise, Tom Cruise and Valkyrie, which I never saw.
I did. It was good. It's a worth watching.
Is it?
One.
Okay. Kevin Spacey in Shrink. I know nothing about that one either. And then Steve Martin, Helena Bonham Carter, and Laura Dern in Novocaine.
Okay.
Which is interesting because he played the dentist in Little Shop of Horrors.
Yep.
That's all I have for physical and streaming media.
All right. Well, not so much on TV. We got all the stuff is back, basically, and the mid-seasons are started.
That's right. Yeah.
Overall. But Monday night on the Cooking Channel, they're rebooting an old Food Network show, Unwrapped.
Is that Alton Brown?
No. It was Mark Summers.
Oh, yeah, the Nickelodeon guy.
Nickelodeon guy who produces all these, like, Food Network and Cooking Channel shows now. But he had, and it was, like, how things are made.
Yeah,
it was
candy
like,
bars and
things
like that.
Yeah, food stuff. Like, with Mr. Rogers took us to the Crayon Factory.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he took us to the candy bar factory and stuff. So it's coming back, but Alfonso Ribeiro is
going
to be hosting it now.
The winner of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, so he's going to be hosting the new version. So Unwrapped 2.0 on the Cooking Channel is back. Wednesday new sitcom, A Fresh Off the Boat. It's about an Asian American family.
Sounds racist.
It does, but Blackish has been doing well, and I've enjoyed that. So it's the Asian version of Blackish.
All right.
So got that. So ABC Wednesday night, that premieres. Allegiance, NBC Thursday. It's a spy, Russian spy kind of thing, like the Americans.
Oh, I saw the preview for this. Yeah, yeah. It's Julia Stiles. No.
No.
That's another one. That's another Russian spy thing that's on TNT or something that's coming.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer for that.
Russian spies are the new vampires.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, Saturday, actually, ABC is randomly showing Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Okay.
And then Saturday night, Fox is burning off the last couple episodes of Red Band Society, and then that's done.
Okay.
So, Sunday, Grammy Awards on CBS.
Ugh.
And the counter-programming for this... ABC showing Hunger Games.
Yeah.
NBC is a special, like, three-hour version of American Ninja Warrior. And then this is what everybody has been waiting for big time. AMC, Better Call Saul, the Breaking Bad spin-off prequel thing. It's finally
Okay.
Coming out Sunday night.
Huh.
Music, the whole now that's what I call music.
Yeah.
50 frickin' three.
Jesus.
All right. Bob Dylan, Shadows in the Night.
Nice.
Oh, very nice. And Diana Krall, Wallflower.
Oh.
Yeah. Elvis Costello's wife, also.
See, Elvis Costello is married to Diana Krall?
Yeah, I think I'm married a few years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, but she was famous and of her own.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
very.
Before that. Yeah, she's amazing. Like, jazz singer.
Wow.
She's amazing. John Carpenter has a CD.
What?
Yes, CD.
What?
Lost Themes.
Oh, see, he used to compose all his own.
Because he composed his stuff, so he's just composing. He doesn't have a movie to compose it for, so he's just composing.
Good
and
for
you
him.
Can visualize your own nightmare while you listen to his music.
All right.
Anyhow, books. Oh, Neil Gaiman. It's called Trigger Warning. Yeah. It's short stories.
Oh.
It's actually, the full title is Trigger Warning. Short Fictions and Disturbances.
One of my favorite books was Angels and Visitations, which was one of his very first collections of,
Anyhow, so that is so cool. And then, another one of my favorite writers, but a little opposite in the spectrum, Nick Hornby, who wrote about a boy.
High Fidelity.
Which is now the TV series, and High Fidelity and stuff. He has a new one called Funny Girl. Mm. It's based in 1960s London.
Cool.
So, yeah, that should be a good one. And then there is, it looks kind of like a kid's book, but it's really a full-length book for adults. It's called Holy Cow, A Modern-Day Dairy Tale.
Yeah.
And it's by David Duchovny. Oh, like, no lie, it's the story of a cow and her, like, animal friends who bring, like, world peace about kind of thing. So it's a fable for adults.
Well, now this is interesting, because on the pregame show for the Super Bowl, they just had a preview for Aquarius, which is his new network TV series about Charles Manson.
Yeah.
So he's back in the whole X-Files thing.
He's so really, he got all light, and now he's getting all dark again. He took a break from Hank Moody's darkness and got all light writing, and now he's going back to dark. All right. And then the other thing, Joe Barry, who's like an entertainment reporter, has Shades of Jamie Dornan, the star of the major motion picture 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my
god. So it's like an unauthorized biography on him.
Make it stop.
All right then. Big Broadway news.
Yes.
Previews begin March 26th at the Lyceum Theater. It's The Visit, which is Kander and Ebb did the music, and Terrence McNally did the book.
Oh.
And it is starring Cheetah Rivera.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah. So, two-time Tony winner, Cheetah Rivera, imagine. And Tony winner Roger Rees is in it, too.
Yeah.
So, that will be one for big theater fans to definitely check out. Because, Cheetah's returning.
Nice.
Woohoo!
Entertainment news this week. Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter.
Yeah, Bobby Brown. Someone is Bobby with an eyebrow.
Oh, that's right. Christina Bobby is what they call her.
Oh, Bobby Christina. Oh, Bobby they Christina. Use her middle name. Yeah. I call her Bobby with an eye because it's more interesting. Okay. But enough of,
She was found unresponsive in a bathtub, just like her mother.
Yep.
And has now, you said, suffered brain damage?
Serious brain damage. They have her in a medically induced coma, and it does not look good, is the reports.
And she's how old? Like early 20s?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. So, supposedly there were not drugs found, but who knows? This is kind of still breaking news, and we will see next week what kind of pans out. With
Other great developing news, Shook Knight tried to kill a guy with his car.
Did kill a guy with a car. Didn't just try. Oh, no, he killed him.
He killed the guy.
He ran a supposed friend of his over. This was the whole thing. There was, like, a fight on the set of that, like, NWA movie they're making.
Okay.
And, like, he showed up for whatever reason, and there was a fight on the set, and then they went to, like, a fast food restaurant, and then there was, like, another fight, and the story depends who you're listening to. It was an accident, or he backed over him, went forward, and backed over him again. So, well, again, we'll have to wait for the police to compile all the eyewitness reports and see if there's any camera phone footage and whatever, but he has been charged with murder.
Trouble follows this guy everywhere.
Well, it's the whole live by the sword, die by the sword is one thing. And there's rough neighborhoods and there's rough growing up and there's rough businesses and things. But
we have choices we make.
Right. I mean, when you repeatedly get shot and are accused of killing other people, and then there's something. You're not the nicest guy.
Nope. Happier news: Eddie Murphy will be part of SNL's 40th anniversary special.
Nice.
This is his first appearance on the show since he guest hosted in 1984.
Wow.
Nickelodeon is unveiling a direct streaming service this month. Aimed at kids and families who use mobile devices.
Yes.
Now, I tell you, my nieces and nephew are on their iPads all the time. That's basically how they watch TV these days.
It's crazy.
PBS Kids.
Disney so much XD. Streaming and all that. And that's what you see in waiting rooms and stuff now.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice for those of us who don't have kids. You give your kids your phone and let them watch something, and they stay quiet and don't bug the rest of
us. They take it everywhere with them. Go figure. Nickelodeon's parent company, Paramount, has made some major moves with their upcoming big features. Paranormal Activity, the next one. I think this is the sixth. Ghost Dimension.
Too many.
They're going back to Halloween, so that'll be the, you know, Saw used to be the Halloween franchise.
Yeah.
Now Paranormal Activity is. So that's moving back to this coming Halloween instead of coming out in March like it was supposed to. And their Friday the 13th reboot, which God knows the Halloween reboot was bad enough, and so was A Nightmare on Elm Street. You don't need to do Friday the 13th. But that's being pushed back to summer 2016.
Oh, that'll be a fun summer one to take the kids.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Patrick Nagle, first in line.
Well, yeah.
Remember last week when I talked about Michael C. Hall stepping in?
Yeah, and we were like, what the?
Pete's Dragon.
How did that happen?
Yeah, well, that didn't last long because somebody got wind of it, and now Carl Urban has taken over the role.
Ooh, from the new Star Trek.
Right.
I like him. He's really good.
Yeah, so I guess the whole Dexter Hedwig thing just doesn't speak to Disney family friendly.
Really?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe not. Breaking Bad's Anna Gunn.
Yeah, she played as the wife on it, and she was just on Grace Point with David Tennant.
Okay, which got...
That was on Fox.
It got canceled.
Yeah, I don't think that's coming.
Because now she's playing up as a Gary Sinise in the new Criminal Minds spinoff.
Woo! So. Let's get Gary Sinise in, like, the Criminal spinoffs, because he did the CSI New York one.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Go figure.
And Criminal Minds has had a spinoff. It went one season. It was Forrest Whitaker and Janine Garofalo.
Right.
And it went like one, I think a half season even. And that did, and it ended on this massive cliffhanger, and then it didn't come back. So we'll see how Trying Again works.
Yep. For the team that brought like Band of Brothers and stuff to HBO, we're getting a Lewis and Clark miniseries now from Tom Hanks. Brad Pitt and Ed Norton are also co-producing this. Mark Wahlberg has a movie coming out called Deep Water Horizon.
Uh-huh.
It's currently in pre-production.
Uh-huh.
It's about the whole BP oil spill in Louisiana.
What kind of side that's going
to
be on.
Uh-huh. Well, so J.C. Chandor was supposed to direct, and he's the indie film guy, but he's left because of creative differences.
Yeah.
And now Peter Berg is taking over.
Oh.
So that'll be interesting to see. But Liam Neeson is supposed to co-star with Wahlberg. So.
That may temper the politics on that. That'll be interesting to see just how it tells the story and if it's cited or what.
Right. Yeah, if it's big money behind it.
If we end up with, like, controversy, like, over American Sniper over there.
Oh, God. Yeah, that just
political controversy over
American Sniper. Everybody wants to talk about American Sniper these days.
I don't.
No. That's why we're not.
I did on my soapbox, and I just am done.
And we're done with it. at Sundance, George Lucas did a Q&A with the audience. I mean, it was probably, you know, more directed questions from whoever was hosting it. So among other things, he said he's not a fan of sci-fi. This is the guy who gave us modern sci-fi and he's not a fan of sci-fi. And he feels today's movies are more flash than substance.
Oh, you know what? You're George Lucas, dude. Well, hot! Meet the kettle!
What? It's the whole second trilogy was all flash and no substance. So what are you complaining about?
Oh my gosh.
It's unbelievable. One more Star Wars item of note. Bob Iger has announced that Star Wars Episode 8 and 9 will be arriving in 2017 and 2019, respectively.
So no one cares. I mean, big fans. Do you really care?
We'll see. That's all I got for entertainment news.
Okay. Well, it seems more and more that all these rumors about Bruce are true.
Okay.
That he is some kind of gender transition. We don't know. But I had mentioned before he wanted to do a reality show, but he didn't want Chris involved. And it looks like that's happening, but this reality show may be about his journey, as Kim calls it.
Okay.
So supposedly, you know, we've had stupid people like posting fake pictures of him.
Yeah. And well, they did it on In Touch magazine. Did a whole post.
Yeah. Just faked. Whatever. But it seems like actual real sources are confirming, and that this was a decision he made a while ago, and whatever. So we'll see what really happens with it, and when it comes out, and so we'll see. It sounds like he's going to show the true story of what's happening. And if this is what is happening, then God bless him for coming out with it and being open about it.
And the timing is interesting because trans issues have become very hot. As late, I mean, you've got Orange is the New Black has a character, a trans character on there. You have a teenager.
Who's transgender, yeah.
Yep. You have actually played by a transgender person, which is unusual.
Right, right, yeah. Those are not Sophia in Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
A trans woman character who is played by a trans woman.
Yeah. And that's always been the knock, is because they've had people like Jared Leto do Dallas Buyers Club, which is about a trans person. And
but he did such a good job.
The community would say, why would you not cast
And that, that was interesting, too, because it wasn't completely, it was like, we didn't have a name for it, stuff back then. But, I mean, people had their own names, but as a society, we didn't so much have a name.
But we just had a teenager commit suicide, whose suicide note, basically, in which she said that her parents refused to support her decision. I mean, she was 17.
Yeah. But we also have things like Trans Parents.
Right.
On Amazon.
Yes.
You know, which is winning awards.
Yep.
Which is being accepted. So, we'll see what actually happens. It sounds like Bruce is going to tell us what's really going on sooner or later. And we'll just wait. So it may air in a couple months, few months. We'll have to, there's no exact date. We'll see. But
what I'm interested in is it takes it to the next level, because here is a highly identified sports hero.
Right.
Male-centric, you know,
heterocentric
figure of American sports history who is now going through this process. So it's going to make
allegedly
all of these, well, we'll see. Yep. But it's going to make all of these guys, it's going to put them in an interesting place to question.
And older, because with a lot of these social issues, younger people tend to be more liberal
absolutely
with it. And this is someone with older men, and often women tend to be more liberal with especially gender issues.
Yeah.
But older men, who he was their hero, their man's man's hero when he was in the Olympics, you know, how are they going to deal with this issue? And are they going to understand it a little bit more? Because it is someone who was their hero.
Yeah.
So anyhow, if this is all true, and if he is going to share his story, then, man, more power to him. I lost so much respect for him with the show.
Yeah.
So much respect.
Which is funny
to Bruce Jenner if he is going to share this story.
Everyone joked about how emasculated he was being in that house full of women. And yet here we're finding out a whole different side of the story.
So we'll see what actually it is. But if he is, if this is what he is going through and he is going to be open and talk about it, then he has earned so much respect from me. That's very brave.
Cool. All right. We have a contest this week?
We do. It's Dear White People. Has been in the news. It's actually a comedy, but it's about a bunch of black students at a white Ivy League school and dealing with the traditions and the cliques and stuff. So it's a comedy, but there's a lot of racial issues brought up within that context.
Sure.
So, which is some of the best ways to deal with it, too.
All right.
Is to bring it up and laugh
true
about it, but also make a point.
Yep.
So that is out, three winners of the DVD that, and that is out this week. So if you don't win it, you can pick it up.
Cool. All right. As always, thank you guys for tuning in, for reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com, and for listening to our podcast at DVDverdictPresents.com. Until next week, Melissa, take it away.
You and I can make it through tonight. Save the last goodbye for me.